Let me begin by making a really bold statement. If Australian taxpayers knew what the Ukrainians were up to on the battlefield on a daily basis, they wouldn't agree to fund this war. I'm also going to make another statement to say that I think most Australians, when they see the footage that I'm about to show you, will be absolutely horrified at what they see, and they won't support the Ukrainians any longer. Now, this is not a video about taking support away from Ukraine and giving it to Russia, or the other way around, or some other thing like that. This is a video about accountability. The Australian government and the Australian population comply with the rule of law and the rules of armed conflict. We don't just go out there and do whatever we want to do on a battlefield. And in the last couple of years, there's been some very high profile public cases implicating some of our special forces soldiers, causing all sorts of ruckus throughout our military. Yet the Australian government has taken more than $100 million of your money, your taxpayer dollars, and given it to Ukraine. And all of the equipment and all of the money that we've given to them is gone. It's been destroyed on the battlefield and laundered through some Ukrainian government BS. We are funding the Ukrainian pension system, the pays for soldiers, and a whole bunch of other things. And all of the ammunition and all of the equipment we've given to them is gone. And if you knew what they were really doing with the equipment that we gave to them, you would want us to stop that immediately. In the video that I'm about to show you, this is the reality of warfare on the front line. And like I said, this is not a video about me saying we should no longer support the Ukrainians. This is a video about me saying you, as an Australian, have a moral responsibility to speak to your politicians and to tell them and to show them these videos, because mainstream media won't show it to you, and we need to stop giving them money. It's our taxpayer dollars. Keep that here in Australia and stop giving it to the most corrupt government in the world that are committing war crimes on a daily basis. If you head over to my Telegram channel, and the link is on the screen right now and it's below in the description, you will see this video in its entirety. Now, the laws of armed conflict specifically state if somebody surrenders with their hands up, both of their hands up, that you can't just go and shoot them. Yet this is exactly what these two Ukrainian soldiers do. They tell the Russians to come out with their hands up. The Russians do exactly as they're ordered. They come out with their hands up, they're on their knees, then the Ukrainians move around the corner where they're in cover and engage and kill both of them after they told them to surrender, after they surrendered. It's a war crime. But I haven't seen any of this in mainstream media. I haven't even seen it on YouTube. Unfortunately, I can't show you the video here on YouTube. I can only show you the screenshot of the two Russian guys with their hands up. They've got their hands up. It's unequivocal. You can't not see it. You can see they come out and they have their hands up. And you can see exactly what's going to happen next. I can't show that here on YouTube, obviously, for obvious reasons. I'll get struck off the YouTube register instantly the minute that I do that. But the link is in the description. You can see the whole video down below. It only goes on for another couple of seconds because you know how it actually ends. Now, for all the haters, the people that are going to hate on me and say, oh, this is a war, this is a war, this is what's happening in the heat of battle. No. It's not what's happening in the heat of battle. Professional soldiers don't murder people on the battlefield, particularly people that have surrendered. They don't do that. Now, for everybody else wondering about the Russians saying, oh, the Russians are launching missiles at cities and they're doing this and they're doing that, here's a video of the Russians doing exactly the same thing. So they assault a Ukrainian position, they overrun the Ukrainian position, they tell everybody to get out of the position that they're in the hidey hole that they're in. They come out, they lay down on the ground, and that's where I have to stop the video. Because as I stop the video there, once again, the link's in down below in Telegram, you can keep watching it. Right there, at that point, that's when the Russians then murder all of the Ukrainians that are lying face down on the ground. They told them to come out and surrender. They came out with their hands up, put all their weapons down. They told them to lay down on the ground, and the Russians just murdered the lot of them. The Russians are just as bad as the Ukrainians. But the difference here is we're not giving a cent to Russia. Not one brass razu. We're not giving any money to Russia. In fact, it's the opposite of what we're doing to Ukraine. We've put sanctions on Russia. We're trying to take away their money and the opportunity for them to earn money and to exist in this world. Yet they're doing the same things. So do I turn a blind eye to that? No way. Of course not. That's a war crime as well. And if you look at the Unspoken Truth Telegram channel, in the last couple of days, I've put a daily war crime in there for you. And usually they're from the Ukrainian side. They're also from the Russian side. But you can see for yourself exactly what the Ukrainians are doing with the money and the weapons that we're giving to them. They're doing whatever the hell they want on the battlefield. So my question to you is this. If I can find this content on Telegram in 5 minutes, and every day I find a war crime or something that's happening outside of the rules of armed conflict that the Ukrainians are doing, the Australian government can do exactly the same thing as well. So if the Australian intelligence agencies, and they have access to more than just open source intelligence that I'm looking at, if they're not bothered to actually worry about any of this, and they're keeping it quiet, they're keeping it away from the Australian population, what's really going on behind the curtain there? What's really happening? I wonder, why is the mainstream media completely silent on this issue? Why are they quiet? Isn't this like one of the biggest scandals in modern history, where Ukraine is committing war crimes on a daily basis and the Western militaries are continuing to fund every single aspect of it? Yes, the Russians are committing war crimes on a daily basis too, but we're not giving them any money. This whole thing, folks, is not about a war. This whole thing is just a giant money laundering operation for the American military industrial complex. That's what it is. That's my opinion of it. But here in Australia, we're not part of that military industrial complex. We're a country that is bound with incredible resources and incredible wealth. We're a generous nation, and we give a lot of money in foreign aid. But generally, as a rule of thumb, the government is pretty good at not giving money to organizations that are committing war crimes. And war crimes that are published for everybody to see in the media on Telegram. I don't understand. What it says to me is that the mainstream media, everyone from Sky News to Channel 9 to ABC to everything in between and the half dozen other channels that are out there, are completely and deliberately ignoring this story. And each and every one of those so-called investigative reporters should be held to account for not bringing this to the Australian public's attention. This is an unbelievable scandal. This is a scandal of journalism in Australia. It's a scandal of the Australian government and the intelligence agencies, and the Australian population and the Australian constituents won't stand for it. We shouldn't give these people another cent. I'm so glad that the Australian Defence Force, this is one really good thing that they've done in the last couple of months. I'm so glad that they went and dug a big giant hole and put those shitbox helicopters in there and didn't give them to Ukraine. Oh, whatever you do, Australian government, whatever you do, do not give the Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Don't give them to them. They go and use them, the equipment we give to them, the money we give to them, they're using to commit war crimes. This is our money. These are our assets. We don't have to give this to these people. Why are we getting involved in a war in Europe where they're committing war crimes with the stuff that we're giving to them? What on earth could you be thinking? Stop it. Stop it. The Australian public don't want it. You do not represent the views of normal Australian people. They don't want to see murders on a battlefield. They don't want to see war crimes happening with the money and the weapons that you're giving to them. But that's what you're doing. You're enabling it. Stop it. Now, let me bring this video home for us. If you're an Australian watching this and seeing this, and you're hearing about this for the first time, my question to you is, do you want to live in an environment where we comply with the international rules-based order, the laws of armed conflict, and we have law and order in our society? Or do you think society should just be a free-for-all where you can do whatever the hell you want? Because right now, we're funding a society that thinks that it can do whatever the hell it wants. Whether that's on the battlefield or in politics or in their country, they're doing whatever they like. Is that a society that we want to be part of? I would suggest that, again, I'm going to take a wild stab at it, and I'm going to speak for most Australians here and say, no, I don't want to live in a society with anarchy. Sure, I'm an advocate for smaller government and less intrusion into our lives and less control and all of that stuff. But put that stuff aside for a sec, because I live in the real world. We need police, we need fire, we need AMBOs, we need an army, we need a military, and we need politicians, and we need a government. Yeah, the smaller it could be, the better, for sure. But I don't want to be sending our tax dollars overseas funding a government that is doing whatever the hell it wants in some Mad Max scenario. It's ridiculous. We don't abide by that. We abide by the rules that have governed our society to make it safe and prosperous. But they don't. They're doing whatever they want. Oh, but Rob, they're fighting for their existence. It's an existential threat to them. Whatever. What do I give a shit for? They're on the other side of planet Earth. Why are we giving Australian tax dollars to the most corrupt country on planet Earth? Why are we giving our money to a leader, who's cancelled elections? That's not a democracy. Why are we giving our money to a leader who openly clapped a Nazi in the Canadian Parliament for the entire world to see? Why are we doing that? Why are we enabling war crimes? The Australian government needs to be held to account. The Australian media needs to be held to account as well, because usually it's the mainstream media with this big giant reach that they have. They're the ones that hold government to account, because they're the ones that form public opinion about these types of topics, but they're completely silent and they're asleep at the wheel. And every single day on Telegram, these war crimes are occurring, but not one single person has ever questioned Richard Miles, Penny Wong, or Anthony Albanese about their direct involvement in these war crimes. Our Australian politicians are directly responsible for this happening. And what you saw in these videos today and what I've shown you today, they're directly responsible for it. My view is that we should stop funding all of it. It's none of our business. It's in Europe, for heaven's sake. Why on earth are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars giving that to a country that is the most corrupt organization in the world, that openly supports a Nazi? The leader of their country supports Nazis. What on earth could you be thinking? The only thing that you can really do if you're an Aussie is speak to your federal member. Send them the link to this video. Send them the link to the Telegram channel and ask them some questions. Why are we still sending money to Ukraine? Why are we still continuing to support this? What on earth could you be thinking in supporting this?